This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Citing anonymous officials familiar with the intelligence, the Washington Post reporting tonight that North Korea is still working on intercontinental ballistic missiles. The officials, who again spoke on condition of anonymity because they were discussing classified intel, reportedly said satellite photos taken in recent weeks support the contention that work continues on the missiles capable of reaching the United States. The White House tonight tells us it doesn't comment on intelligence. Before this latest report, I asked Secretary of State Mike Pompeo whether North Korea is backpedaling after that Singapore summit.
No one's been closer to that than I have. So everyone else is simply speculating about what's taken place today. I've been there. The North Koreans have consistently reaffirmed their commitment, the commitment that Chairman Kim made to President Trump. No one was under any illusion that this was going to happen in hours or days or even weeks.
So what's behind the anonymous reports that some claim appear to be aimed at undermining the Trump administration's efforts at peace? Joining me now, Fox News contributor and former advisor to President Bill Clinton, Doug Schoen, and senior columnist for townhall.com, author of the new book, Militant Normals, Kurt Schlichter. Gentlemen, welcome to you both.
Thank you, Shannon.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so a little bit more from the Washington Post article. I want to talk about the sourcing. They say this. According to the officials who spoke on the condition of anonymity to describe classified intelligence, later adding, according to intelligence gathered by U.S. agencies. Later on, one U.S. official who, like the other, spoke on the condition of anonymity in discussing sensitive intelligence. Doug, why are they doing that now?
Well, they're doing it now because they think that the policy of the Trump administration is fatally flawed. Look, it is clear from this report and other reports, and I should add this one was very detailed, that the North Koreans have no intention of shutting down their nuclear program, that they agreed to a path to denuclearization on their terms. We need to get tough. The time for talking is done. Tighten sanctions on them, on the Chinese banks who deal with them. Go to the UN and say to the Russians and Chinese, well, you've got to get tough and cut off their energy supplies that go beyond the 500,000 barrel limit. Talking is not the answer. They called Mike Pompeo a gangster. We should react with tough policies.
Yeah, and Kurt, the secretary told me, listen, I'm the one who's actually been going there and seeing it, and I know the details of what's happening more than anyone else. We also know that Ambassador Haley to the UN issued a report just a couple of weeks ago that said China and Russia are continuing to enable North Korea by allowing all kinds of illegal shipments that violate the sanctions. I mean, how do you crack down on all three of those world powers to get this done? Can you?
Well, you certainly can, and you should. I agree with Doug. We've got to get tough. Donald Trump is operating on a dual track. He's doing what he did as a deal maker in New York, dealing with other lowlifes who you can't trust in his real estate business. He's talking them up positively. And he's got that hammer right behind him, ready to strike. This is a complex game. No one has any illusions about who the North Koreans are, least of all Donald Trump. He's dealt with dirtbags all his career, and he knows one when he sees one. I am a little upset about the release of this information, this classified information being put out there, apparently for a political gain. As someone who held a top secret clearance, that's a disgrace.
You know, here it is. The president and all his men are trying to negotiate a deal here. And you're going to tell me that, the president is not privileged and Mike Pompeo is not privileged to this information. You know, the BBC is also in concert with the report that came from the Washington Post that it looks like North Korea is building new ballistic missiles despite recent warming ties with the Trump administration and pledges to denuclearize, according to this report. And look, I have faith in Mike Pompeo. I think he's got his finger on the pulse of what's going on. And this is why sometimes when you hear him comment, it's like this smile of that he has, because look, he's in the inside. If anybody's going to know, it's going to be he and Donald Trump, not some talking head, you know, from a news company. I'm sorry.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Martinez live.
Hey, that's what it's all about for us, okay? Let's get this country all together moving in the right direction as much as possible. I know there's going to be contention. I'm not trying to be Pollyannish here about it. Let's be real. The divide in this country is so thick, it's unbelievable. But in spite of it, look at the gains that we're getting. My hope is that we don't have to necessarily move everybody, but just an increasing percentage of people who open up their wallets and see positive cash flow. They're starting to see the reality and experience the reality of a pro-growth policy, tax cuts, smaller government. Things are starting to hum a little bit. And, oh, yes, by the way, America is leading the way internationally as well. Whether it has to do with NATO, our relationships with Russia, don't freak out. The media and those on the left would want to, you know, just pick on this Russia thing to no end. You know, as I've maintained, I think Vladimir Putin is getting thick chest over this thing and thinking, wow, these guys are such knuckleheads. They're buying into this. I'm a bigger boogeyman than I have. I have actually more influence than I really even realized I had. And all I did was, you know, just kind of toy around with the system here. You know, James Clapper, all the other intelligent aficionados said that, including our former president, that not one vote was altered as a result. But here it is for all this meddling. You would think that something of a disaster, you know, epic proportion had occurred. Of course, for some on the left, it did, because never in their lifetime did they expect that Donald Trump would be elected president. That's what this is all about. And so let's impeach him. Let's resist him. But meanwhile, you know, what does he do? He's just out there saving the country. You know, GDP of 4.1%. And of course, they all freak out. Oh, my goodness, you know, is it sustainable? Well, you know, you do the right things. And empirically, when you look back, you know, in history, and, you know, whether it was John Kennedy or Lyndon Johnson or Ronald Reagan, you know, why not? You want to be successful, do what successful people have done. But no, you know, along the way, we get leaders that say, oh, no, we got to, you know, we got to focus on these other issues, you know, social justice, you know, things of the heart that you can't control. So you're going to implore the people. You're going to invest the money, the resources of this country to change the morality of the electorate. Just doesn't happen that way. You know, we're not the ones to change people's hearts. It is God that changes hearts. But, you know, if we're not even an example of what God has blessed us with ourselves, then why would people want what we have? You know, it's like, you know, I don't want what you want. I don't need to be as contentious. I mean, I can go and be contentious and argumentative with my own people over here. You know, what do you have to offer? You know, you say you have love to offer and compassion and mercy, but it's very qualified, isn't it? And, you know, I appreciate it. Yesterday we had an extended conversation with Jack Alexander, who joined up with Barna. And Barna's going to release their version of the book. Jack's book is kind of an entry, a portal into this study that Barna did. And the title of his book, The God Impulse, The Power of Mercy in an Unmerciful World. And when you think about it, I mean, you know, people talk about mercy so casually, but when it's actually measured and realized, you know, do we have the mercy of just, you know, at the human level, or are we embracing the mercy that God extended to us and Jesus, you know, told us about? You know, I think that therein lies the challenge for the church today and for all of us who call ourselves Christians that want to make a difference. And right now, in this unmerciful world in which we live in and that we're battling with, this is the experience. Well, Horace Cooper joins us now. Horace, of course, legal analyst par excellence and co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. Mr. Horace, how you doing?
Good morning. Thanks for being on the program.
Hey, always good to have you here. You know, we were talking about, you know, some of these programs the government has embraced previously, you know, that really deal with a change of heart. And it has been rather expensive in terms of a proposition when the government, I believe, gets out of his lane and thinks that they are agents of heart change for the people. I mean, we spent a lot of money. You'd think we'd learn our lessons over the years, but we just keep on going where fools fear to tread, I guess.
Well, it's clear that for about 45-plus years, we've been on this experiment. Let's try letting the federal government manage your life rather than ensuring that people have the tools and opportunity they need to manage their own lives. And
exactly.
This experiment hasn't worked. What's ironic is, as the experiment continues to not work, we've just doubled down and spent more.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and look at what Bernie Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez are promoting, you know, with, you know, health care for everybody. It is no longer a privilege. They declared it a right. And, but let's consider the practicality. And, what was it? George Mason University came back with a study that says, oh, hey, yeah, we can do that. But it's not free health care. You know, they touted it as free health care. Somebody's going to pay for it, which means the taxpayer. And over 10 years, they're estimating, and this is kind of a rough estimate, okay, $32.6 trillion. You know, that's about what our GDP is running, you know, what we're collecting in taxes right now, not our GDP, but what we're collecting in taxes right now. You know, so we're at net neutral. So what are we going to do about these other things that you want to support, these other social programs that we say are so critical? So now we've got to basically double the taxes in order to handle this, you know, free healthcare system, supposedly.
So here's what people need to understand. The lie that's been represented to us is that this $32 trillion is roughly $3+ trillion a year over the next 10 years. And if you look at our gross domestic product, the economy dedicates between $2.5 to $4 trillion in health care costs. And so they say 3.2 is less than 4. We're saving money. The problem with that math is, at present, a large number of corporations cover that $3 trillion, $4 trillion, or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Higher-income individuals cover those costs. Under Bernie Sanders' plan or any of the ones similar to it, instead of the private sector coming up with ways to cover that cost, the cost will actually be borne by people in the workforce.
Mm-hmm.
That means a 6, 7, 8, or as much as a 10% increase in your payroll taxes every pay period.
Once again, those unintended consequences that just creep into these government programs. What is going on with this, Horace Cooper?
Yeah, so here's what you see. The federal government and state government provide Medicaid services. taxes to very poor people. Corporations provide about 50% of all healthcare services, and upper-income professionals pay for about 15%. The remainder is what's paid by the rest of us. If we go to this Medicare for All plan, the remainder...
Horace, we got to go to break. We'll be right back. We'll pick it up from there. Stay with us.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
An independent Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking with Horace Cooper, nationally recognized legal analyst. analyst and commentator and adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research. Horace, before the break, we were talking. We hit the wall very quickly, so I didn't get a chance to let you finish your analysis here, but I want you to finish your point.
Yeah, well, the point is this. The American worker, every single person who has an employer, whether they work for a corporation or whether they work for a small business, under Sanders' plan would see between a 200 and a 600, you heard that right, $200 to $600 more every pay period taken out of their salary to cover their cost of this. Meanwhile, businesses who cover 60%, or at least 50%, won't have to pay another penny for these things. This is the reason why, when you look at Germany, when you look at the United Kingdom, when you look at France, places that have this kind of single-payer system, they can't pay their NATO dues. Mm. Their number one cost is healthcare and other related social services. That is not America's number one cost. Mr. Sanders and people like him would get us burdened with that same expectation, those same budget constraints, and do nothing about the fact that the world isn't any safer, that our local household budgets haven't gotten any fatter. Mm-hmm. We're just now saddled with a new debt.
And it's all under the guise in which we have to be very careful of, Horace, this banner that health care is now a right. How did that happen?
It's part of the storyline that the left has been very good at creating, that it's the responsibility of government to see to it that you have X or Y or Z. As I said at the beginning of this interview, we are living with this 40-plus-year-long experiment where instead of us being responsible for our family and ourselves, government takes on that. Government doesn't do it well. And when government doesn't do it well, instead of admitting it, it just raises the taxes and increases the regulation. There's a reason why in the United Kingdom, where this concept first began, that greater and greater numbers of citizens have opted to purchase their own supplemental care. Mm-hmm. What was supposed to provide 100% of your service started doing in the 70s, 90% of your service. In the 80s, 80% of your service. As we come forward, if you want greater and greater care in the United Kingdom, you have to pay for it yourself. Meanwhile, there's been no reduction in taxes. There's been no reduction in regulation. This is the direction that the progressives want to take us, even though everywhere it's happening, what we see is what we call medical tourism or wealth opt-outism. People who can afford it choosing alternatives either within their country or outside of their country. We are that place right now for much of the globe. If we turn into a place like that, where will people go and how will people opt out?
Well, even people in, you know, we've been seeing in these celebrated news reports, Horace, where people get caught up in the government system and they can't take their child out because the government says, no, you know, your child, it's gotten a death sentence and we're going to let him die here. I don't care if the Pope gets involved or not. So, you know, you have cases like that that take over where the government now, it not only controls your health care, but basically they control you.
The government has to always increase regulation as a way to contain costs. That's just a regular way of allocating scarcity when the government does it. Mm-hmm. When the market does it, we move to a single-payer model, I guarantee you that we'll see the kind of rationing that you see in the rest of the globe, where people are even told they can't opt out. The national health system in the United Kingdom did not want to let people understand that it doesn't provide all of the services that people want. And that's the reason why they were willing to let a child die rather than let its parents take the child away and try something else.
Exactly. Well, Horace, I wanted to address something with the Blueprint for a Better Deal for Black America, which Project 21 has been putting out there. And the current focus is reining in agenda-driven government agencies by requiring a minority impact assessment that preemptively determines and remedies how new federal regulations might harm minority communities. Break that down. We've got about 3 minutes left.
Thing. Our recommendation is that any marginalized community member of America, that can mean a blue-collar worker, that can mean a person who lives in rural parts of the country, that can mean a person who is a bona fide minority. But when government adopts its regulations, typically there are adverse impacts. If we add a new tax to encourage people to be more fuel efficient, what it really means is lower income or marginalized people end up paying the price of that.
Exactly.
If you're Bill Gates, you just pay the fee and keep on going. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter whether it's a jet, gasoline, or fuel tax. It doesn't matter whether it's a tax on how many appliances you have. Poorer people don't have that as an option. What we're asking is that the federal government start saying to itself, before it pushes new draconian rules out, what impact is that going to have? Mm-hmm. One of the biggest ones that we've seen are auto safety rules. These auto safety rules actually dramatically increase the price of cars. And if you think about it, automobiles are one of the few products sold in the country today that has not seen the same pattern that refrigerators, that microwaves, that iron, that all manner of other electronic goods have. They cost less generally. Mm-hmm. Cars don't, and it's precisely because the government keeps increasing regulations. That has meant that poorer people, marginalized people, rural people aren't getting the benefit of a modern car because the price is continuing to go up. We exactly. need to be looking at what this impact is and stop issuing rules if the impact is adverse.
Well, you know, and I'm glad you're bringing this up, Horace, because what we hear a lot of these days is that, you know, the president's done a great job in eliminating a lot of regulations. Originally, it was 2-1. Now we're up to, what, 22 regulations exited for every new one that's coming up. But we need to continue to look deeper into this. And you bring up a good point here in some of these old traditional, you know, type of regulations that have been there that have impacted, as you say, low-income families.
Absolutely. This means this affects everything. Your ability to get to work or not, your ability to take a vacation, all of these things are impacted if government arbitrarily makes you pay the cost of things while rich people, successful people, elites on the coast, are largely immune.
Yeah, without a doubt. Horace Cooper on Bill Martinez Live as always.
This
thank you, Horace.
This is brought to you by Aurea Alert Find. Active shooter events are sadly becoming a frequent occurrence in the United States. In 2017 alone, there were 29 such incidents throughout the U.S., and around half of these typically occur in the workplace. Jason Bryant is an active shooter training expert.
It takes law enforcement an average of 3 minutes to respond to an active shooter event. This leaves the targeted organization and its employees 180 seconds to fend for themselves. What they do in that time matters. But what matters even more is what the organization does in the preceding weeks, months, and years to prepare.
Most companies have no formal plan for this kind of an attack. Learn from a police expert exactly what to do to protect employees. Giving them the tools and training they need to react immediately to an active shooter can save lives. For more, visit ActiveShooterAssessment.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's former campaign chief Paul Manafort in an Alexandria, Virginia courtroom today after pleading not guilty to numerous charges of bank and tax fraud charges. He's being prosecuted by Robert Mueller's team, even though the charges are not directly related to the Russian investigation. One of President Trump's lawyers, Jay Sekulow, saying this morning that Russia investigation is going on far too long.
Started off as a rather irregular investigation, to say the least, with the salacious and unverified dossier. Then we're not going to recite all of the issues, but then you had the lead investigator situation with Peter Strzok, and on it goes.
The federal government facing a lawsuit from 8 states in the District of Columbia looking to stop a plan for 3D printed guns from being made accessible online. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Just a postscript to our conversation with Horace Cooper. Listen to this. U.S. Chamber of Commerce estimates that federal regulation costs the U.S. economy up to $1.9 trillion annually in lost productivity and added expenses. It further notes that the cost of regulation is 20% greater for firms with 50 or fewer employees, the type of businesses most commonly owned by black entrepreneurs, minority entrepreneurs. So, you know, just something to put away there and keep in mind. Also, hey, I want to thank you again for supporting Songs and Stories for Soldiers by going to their website. Get all choked up talking about this. Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us Foundation was established to help veterans suffering from PTSD, sleep deprivation, and suicide. As you understand, and hopefully understand now, 2022, vets are committing suicide every day, ladies and gentlemen. Think about the impact on the families. And we've made it our mission to do something about it. We have joined up with 110 veteran service facilities and growing across this country. We've distributed over 15,000 MP3 players. Now, these MP3 players have songs. They have stories there. And they can download additional songs, excuse me, and stories to this MP3 player. And for the cost of $10, your donation, it will allow us to give an MP3 player and hopefully save a veteran's life. So thank you for supporting us. You can either do that at BillMartinezLive.com. Just up in the upper right-hand corner, you'll see some dog tags there. Click on it and donate. Thank you for whatever you can donate to help us, because what was happening, this project has just grown so quickly, and we need your support. So thank you for being a part of the solution to this. Curtis Houck, I should say, the managing editor of Newsbusters, is with us right now. Curtis, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Great to be back with you.
Hey, always good to have you here. What is it with ABC? I mean, all these
false realities that we get twisted at us. I mean, if the undiscerning public buys into everything that the mainstream news is putting, it's no wonder that their heads are about ready to explode. And, of course, ABC's latest is that, you know, what is Trump doing? You know, he can't attack the Mueller investigation because, you know, Mueller's a Republican, is he not?
Isn't it amazing that, you know, my colleague Christine Marsh wrote that story, and when you write a story at Newsbusters, you send out an email saying, here's what I'm writing about, and when you got that email, you're like, what? I mean, you're like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
So you have Dan Abrams kind of there to talk about, you know, the latest Trump tweets over the weekend and the Mueller investigation. And so he first says, you know, kind of talks about Trump's claim that, you know, they have a business relationship and they have conflict of interest, he and Mueller, but it kind of goes stems to Mueller being a member of one of his clubs, and he raised dues, and so Mueller left. So that one's a little bit kind of more flimsy on the part of the president. But then this one that Dan Abrams tried out, you know, he's a Republican, he's voted for Republicans, he's a war hero, and all these other things. So therefore, you know, what is Trump doing? You know, things are saying, but of course, Stephanopoulos there goes along with this, you know, Clinton official. He thinks it's terrific. Spin doctor from the Clinton years. Of course.
But what happened to that? What happened to that axiom, though, Curtis, that you can know people by the company they keep? Look who's on his team. Is there even a Republican lawyer on the special counsel's team?
Well, as far as I know, not really.
I don't think so either, yeah.
And the more prominent ones, like Andrew Weisberger, has a pretty nasty reputation in a lot of circles. So, it's pretty simple. And this just goes again to the fact that, you know, these are lawyers, you know, Washington, D.C., New York, live in dark blue areas, and they vote for Democrats. They give money to Democrats. And, you know, it's just like, it's like going to your kid's, school play. It's just something that everybody does.
Right, exactly.
Down there.
Well, and you got James Comey.
Thinks it's a big deal.
And they're saying James Comey's a Republican, but he's out there telling everybody vote Democrat.
Right, his family, he talks about how his family during the election was so adamantly pro-Clinton. And while he was still FBI director the day after the election, he talks about, talked about how proud he was the day after the election. They went to the Women's March wearing their pink hats and all that stuff. So, but he's still a Republican. So, you know, Bill.
So I guess that gets him, somehow that gives him some interference and some covering here a bit. But it's all a joke. I mean, the whole point of Donald Trump's tweets is this has been going on long enough. I mean, millions of dollars we've spent on this special counsel. And, of course, today is the start of the Manafort trial that's taking place. And so this will be the first trial that has resulted from Mueller's investigation. And it has little to do with, you know, Russian, if at all, any kind of Russian interference. I mean, this is something that happened long before, you know, the Trump campaign.
Right. The Associated Press kind of, God bless them, the way they put it on Monday or Sunday into Monday was, you know, the Manafort trial will focus on his lavish lifestyle, not collusion.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a stake through the heart of every, you know, journalist out there that, you know, Manafort has two trials that he's on. But the first one is about, the bigger one here is about his wealth and things that he was doing, you know, years and years and years before, you know, he was doing anything related to Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're very excited. ABC this morning is excited about the prospect of Trump coming up and this being invoked in this trial. But again, this has nothing to do with what's going on here with Paul Manafort and the money that he made doing things supposedly, allegedly, with pro-Russian Ukrainians.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you know, for all this time that we're spending, you know, what I get concerned about, Curtis, maybe you do too as well, is that, you know, what are we missing, you know, by spending, you know, being so focused on Russia? I mean, this is the thing that I saw in the Helsinki summit, was that Putin was almost laughing at the West for turning him into a bigger boogeyman than what he is. I mean, you know, and this is what happens sometimes with people that we compete with, is that we make them into something that they, you know, they really aren't. And it gives them an edge. And this is what the West is giving, you know, to Putin, I believe, on a silver platter here, is we're giving him a lot more credit. And then, meanwhile, it's like we've got the midterm elections going on, and instead of focusing our attention on, you know, making sure that we're protecting, you know, the integrity and the process of these elections, we're going to spend all this time like Don Quixote fighting windmills here.
Right. Yeah. First thing I should note about protecting, you know, the electoral system. I just find it ironic that the best way that, you know, that's pretty simple in terms of protecting the integrity of the election system is voter ID, having, you know, having to show a government ID, having to scan your driver's license, like when you buy alcohol,
right,
would be a good first step. Mm-hmm. And that really doesn't cost a whole lot more money, because a lot of people, even if they don't have a driver's license, they have a government-issued ID. Everything, you know,
right.
Everything's fine. But you talk about what we're missing here. I think that's important with the news media. We think about that at Newsbusters every day, because CNN and MSNBC in particular are spending, you know, they'll spend 50 to 55 minutes every hour talking about collusion, Russia, everything else. They're not talking about wildfires. They're not talking about taxes. They're not talking about the economy, anything else out there.
Yeah.
And people just aren't being informed.
Why don't we talk about the real meddling that took place, and that from the DNC, what they did to Bernie Sanders, what Hillary Clinton and her operatives did. And you talk about true meddling. That was meddling. I mean, we had domestic meddling that has taken place. And, you know, we don't want to talk about that. Let's talk about this elusive butterfly in the form of one Vladimir Putin.
It's just... it's over here, squirrel, you know.
I know. It's like we're so ADD. We got to behave ourselves. Curtis Halcombe, Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Curtis. 18 before the top of the hour.
Anytime.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. 3 times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 does great.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson.
Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bill Martinez.
He has amassed an incredibly large DVD library, and it is said that he never once alphabetized it. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. The pheromones he secretes have been known to affect people miles away in a slight but measurable way. He once punched a magician. That's right. You heard me. His hands feel like rich brown suede. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, as always. It's good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. And on the other side is Dinesh D'Souza, New York Times best-selling author, who has joined up with Academy Award-winning producer Gerald Mullen to give us Death of a Nation. Can we save America a second time? It's going to be playing in theaters nationwide come August the 3rd, so make sure you save that date. Dinesh, as always, good to have you here with us on Bill Martinez Live.
It's great to be on the show.
Well, Dinesh, Death of a Nation, can we save America a second time? You've asked that question in your previous presentations, but this is very dramatic in terms of understanding what's happening in contemporary America, and it does not bode well based on history.
Well, I link the fate of Trump with the fate of Lincoln. And what I mean by this is that really when we think about the craziness going on in America today, you can't go back to Reagan to understand it. Poor Reagan would be a fish out of water in the kind of roiled political environment we have now. But Lincoln wouldn't. Why? Because at that time in America you had deep divisions, the sort of separation of the American mind, and even more. You could say that today, if we're looking for a precedent of what's going on with Trump now, we'd have to go back and say that not since 1860 has a major political party, in this case the Democratic Party, just absolutely and fanatically refused to accept the result of a free election.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, beyond refusing it, now they're doing everything they can to dismantle and disrupt the current administration.
Yes, absolutely. And remember, what do they call Lincoln? They called him an extremist, an authoritarian, a tyrant. Interestingly, the same kinds of accusations flung at Trump. And in the movie, I have an accompanying book, the same title, Death of a Nation. I dig into two big themes. One is fascism, and the other is racism or white supremacy. And I pick these two because it's the race card and it's the fascism card, and these two incendiary sort of bombs have been dropped on Trump, but not just on Trump. They're dropped on the Republicans, on the conservatives. Sort of this effort to portray the right as the party of fascism and racism. And in the movie, we explore whether that's true.
Well, we're back to that divide where you've got one side looks as the other side is evil and the other side is wrong. And right now, in the crosshairs of the evil definition, it is conservatives, as you say.
Well, the fascism label is very important, as is the racism label, because that legitimizes the extreme tactics that the left is using, right? From Antifa in the streets to blocking things, to trying to get rid of Trump, quote, by any means necessary, as they put it. So, you know, people have a very poor understanding, for example, of what fascism even means.
Exactly.
And so what we do is, what I do kind of best in these movies is we connect history to the present so that we make a dive into these issues. You see what they meant, what is the ideological root of fascism, which is actually the party of racism in America. And then we turn right to, where's the fascism today? Where's the racism in America today? Is this a tail that should be pinned on the Republican elephant, or does it belong squarely on the Democratic donkey?
Exactly. Well, Dinesh, I'm glad you did that, because even before, you know, I could ask you the question, you started to give me a bit of the answer, because I think that's part of the disconnect with Main Street America. They hear fascism and they hear these isms and they go, whoa, you know, it's a little over the top, but it is over the top for them because they don't quite understand. They're not seeing the signs of warning like you and I and others in this country are seeing it. So when we use the term fascism, it is not a hallowed term. I mean, it is very significant, and as you say, you bring it together in Death of a Nation and explain what it is and how it's on display here in America.
Look at this young socialist who just won the Democratic primary in New York. You know, people say, wow, she's such an idealist and so on, but when you look at the little glint in her eye and listen to her talk, she sounds a lot like the young socialist who signed up with Hitler as National Socialist or with Mussolini's black shirt. So, you know, those fascist movements appeal to young people and appeal to their idealism. So when we think fascism, we shouldn't just think of the gas chambers of 1944 and 1945. We should think of the early forces that propelled these dictators to power. They actually came to power by appealing to the power of the state and the idea that the state is bigger than the individual and we need to give our lives to a greater collective. So all of this is today the rhetoric not of the right, but of the left.
It really is an idea killer, is what you're suggesting. I mean, this is what happened. Ideas were killed. Creativity was dwarfed. It was a lot of negative results because of fascism, because you eliminate such a large percentage of the population, you invalidate them and say you cannot participate in the public debate.
One of the themes I dive into in the book, Death of a Nation, is the racism theme. Now, you know, when I sometimes say on campus the Democratic Party is the party of the plantation, people say, well, that may be true, Dinesh, but that's 150 years ago. The plantation kind of came to an end with the end of the Civil War. But what I show in the book is that the plantation didn't really end. It evolved. The Democrats created what I call the Northern Plantation, the Northern political machine. And then the plantation was expanded under FDR and LBJ. And now under Obama and Hillary, we have what can be called the multiracial plantation, because you've not just got black ghettos, you've got Latino barrios in South Texas and California. You've got these poor Native American reservations where life is nasty, brutish, and short, to quote Thomas Hobbes. Mm-hmm. And so the Democrats are running all these places and harvesting votes out of them. And so the plantation idea is very much alive. It's in a slightly different form now than it was in the 1830s. But there it is, and it's the same party that's carrying it out.
Well, in the movie, you bring up something you and I discussed before, and that is the capturing of the labor force and resources of this country. And they have found a very subtle way to do this. And it's just about, harvesting the labor of its citizens. And so, I guess that's why they want open borders, because that just broadens the labor collective, does it not?
Yes, they're harvesting, in the old days they would steal the labor of blacks, but now what they're trying to do is establish a forms of ethnic dependency in which they don't have to campaign for Latino votes one by one. Rather, they get Latinos as a group because they're able to create fear built on this idea that sort of the Republicans are, quote, against immigrants. Now, I'm an immigrant, I'm a non-white immigrant. And what the left has to do is always conflate the legal immigrant with the illegal lawbreaker and pretend like it's the same thing. So on this deception, they build their political hopes for the future. And we lay it out beautifully in the movie. You know, we shot some of this movie in Europe with his powerful historical recreations,
right,
bring it right to the present, and the book gives the intellectual architecture for the argument.
And again, Dinesh, remind everybody when that's going to be playing in theaters nationwide.
Movie opens on August 3rd, nationwide in 1,000 theaters. If you want to watch the trailer, it's out there. It's deathofanationmovie.com, website, just DineshDeSouza.com. And mark your calendar for August 3rd. It's really important to go opening weekend, because if we do well in the opening weekend, the movie will expand to more theaters. So if you want to put fuel in our rocket, you know, go and see it opening weekend and take your friends.
I'll tell you, the trailer is powerful. This will pull you in, ladies and gentlemen, and you want to make sure you not only save the date, but join us there for opening night for Death of a Nation. And you have a book by the same title as well, Dinesh, right?
Yes, that'll come out earlier that week. And the book is good because it essentially gives you the references, the facts. It's sort of the intellectual backbone of the movie, if I may say so. The movie is an emotional and a narrative rendition of the argument of the book.
What would give you a sense of success with this movie after people view it? What do you want them to take away most?
I sometimes joke on campus that if you read my books or see my movies, it will make you a very dangerous American. And what I mean by that, it's one thing to be an activist, well-meaning, what can I do? In the movies and the books, I show you what to do, and I also show you what you need to know. Because the moment you step into the public arena, you're going to be bombarded with all this counter-argument. Oh, Dinesh, you know, or oh, Mr. X. Yes, the Republicans might have been the good guys at one time, but don't you know that the two parties switched platforms? The Republicans are now the racists. So there's all this sort of stuff out there, and you have to be equipped to essentially puncture it and strike back. And that intellectual ammunition, which is not that easy to come by, but I just sort of deliver it in a very entertaining and interesting way and a memorable way. So it actually is, it puts arrows that you can put into your quiver and carry around with you.
Exactly. And then if you have any questions, it is a call for us to do a little bit more research, because that's what we the people are all about, and that's what our U.S. Constitution is all about. It puts the onus on we the people. You say, Dinesh, a nation dies when freedom dies, huh?
Yes. And you know, in the books I provide the references so you can go check it out for yourself. I also tell young people on campus, hey, you don't believe me? The beauty of living today is technologically you can check out the things I say very quickly, often within 2 or 3 minutes on your phone.
Exactly.
So it's very eye-opening for young people, because they're given a certain story, and I'm giving them a rival story, and ultimately I'm trying to produce that discombobulation that makes them ask, what is actually true?
Well, I can't wait to see it on the big screen come August the 3rd. As we say, save the date. Death of a Nation. You can go to the website, deathofanation.com. Filmmaker, New York Times best-selling author, Dinesh D'Souza, on Bill Martinez Live. Dinesh, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
My pleasure.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay, or call us 253-678-1361.